Conference prepares for Action Socialist Party members in PCS. PCS Union Conference celebrated its 20th anniversary at Brighton last week. It also celebrated 17 years of uninterrupted left leadership following the election results announced before the conference. In its 20 years of existence, PCS has had to counter multiple attacks on the union, its activists and members. The removal of Chekhov and savage cutbacks on facilities for EPS have challenged the union, but such difficulties have been largely overcome. The strength of the union was demonstrated by the conference attendance and debates. Staff cuts, a decade of pay misery, and office closures have been resisted, along with many other austerity measures. Pay ballot. First up at the conference was pay. Supported by every delegate bar a handful was the executive committee motion to hold a statutory strike ballot, fixed to start on the 18th of June. Small concessions above the pay cap for local government and health service workers were instanced as evidence of continued unfair treatment of the government's own employees. More striking still is the 4% settlement for the Scottish Government's PCS members. The conference said no to the pay cap, yes to the union demand for a fully funded 5% increase, yes to talks with the Treasury on our claim and a big yes to action if talks fail. In 2010, civil service unions negotiated new redundancy compensation arrangements. The Tories ripped these up in 2016 looking to cut, by a third, the cost, benefits, of the scheme. A PCS High Court victory forced the government to reopen negotiations. PCS members, in a consultative ballot, rejected by 96% the government imposed 2016 terms, a rejection that was reaffirmed by conference. PCS conference decided policy on a whole range of other issues directly affecting our members, including resistance to office closures in HMRC and EWP, and challenging harsh and discriminatory personnel regimes. Conference heard from John McDonnell, who pledged an end to the victimization of PCS and its members and an end to anti-union laws. He said he and his colleagues would stand with PCS members on pay picket lines. Conference reflected this support, and acknowledged the Corbyn-led Labour Party's anti-austerity programme, in agreeing PCS should make more clear its support for a Corbyn-led Labour government. Conference agreed to consult members on this issue. A substantial minority of delegates expressed, both in their vote and contributions, a degree of caution. This included opposition to any backdoor affiliation, and acknowledging that Labour is in effect two parties in one, with a substantial right-wing influence in Parliament and local councils. Increased and more explicit support for Corbyn's Labour without compromising political independence was a position most delegates appeared to favour. There were also important debates on issues such as the Windrush scandal, climate change, Syria and organising resistance to Trump's visit in July. Conference agreed to affiliate to Tamil Solidarity. Unwelcome distraction. The unwelcome distraction in the conference venue was the decision by Janice Godrich, publicly supported by Mark Sawatka, to challenge the incumbent Chris Borer's Assistant General Secretary and Treasurer, posted on Facebook on the eve of conference. This announcement angered and perplexed many ordinary delegates, most of whom had supported Chris since his election as Left Unity candidate in 2004. Sympathy and support for Chris showed itself with a rousing round of applause as he approached the microphone to make his union financial report. The divisive attack on Chris Borer by Janice Godrich and Mark Sawatka on the eve of the decision to launch a pay strike ballot further angered many delegates. See left for a report of the excellent fringe meeting which launched Chris's re-election campaign. At the conclusion of this year's PCS conference, delegates left to start work and preparations for winning the statutory strike ballot.